back to Believe in UCLA. I am here, your co-host Travis Reed, with my co-host Big TJ Cummins. Say what's up, TJ.
What's up? What's up? How y'all doing out there?
All right. Good, man. Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? We in the tournaments. Obviously, for me, it's weird about college basketball. Like, I feel like November is like a college, like the NCAA tournament in a way, because you play like back-to-back-to-back games, and it could be hard games. And like, let's say you play four games or four nights, you know, or something like that. And, you know, and you play against four hard teams, close games every night. I love these November tournaments, these Thanksgiving tournaments, because it gives you a lot of good basketball right from the beginning of college. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, like, you'll see, obviously, teams change, but, you know, you get to see real good basketball. And that's what we're going to start. Well, first, before we start about the basketball, must say shout out to UCLA men's football team for beating the brakes off of SC.
Let's go.
I mean, it was a 38-20. It really wasn't that close. What can I say? Like I said, the defense basically showed out. Caleb had a lot of yards, but only one touchdown. The offense showed up, you know, so the defense always shows up, but the offense showed up, you know, to that day. So, like I said, shout out. Just want to do a quick shout out to UCLA men's football for beating the brakes off of SC rivalry week. Never want to lose to SC. Never.
Run it. That's what they're doing, man.
But look, we're going to first get into, first we're going to talk about a couple games. And they play, because UCLA plays Gonzaga tonight for, I think, the third, you know, like the consolation thing. But we'll get into that in a minute. But first, we're going to talk about the Long Island University game. Want to get your thoughts on it, T, and see what you thought about the game.
I'm loving what the UCLA team is doing right now, man, as far as the young guys. You already know I'm coming straight out the gate, talk about my guy, Sebastian. Matt, you know what I'm saying, from the Shy. He's coming out, he's doing his thing right off the bat, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I love his confidence, ready to play, you know, coming with it, and he's consistent. Then we got guys like my guy, Bona, man, going crazy. When it comes down to that game, though, man, it was a blowout. It was crazy out there, man.
Definitely agree with you on that. I mean, obviously, Boa had the 20 and 11, you know, 9-for-12 for the field. It was little. Long Island was really little, and, you know, there really wasn't a match for it inside. Obviously, Boa had a good game. And then, you know, Mara? Mara. European guy had 14 points, 4 rebounds. You know, like I said, he's getting better. He's, you know, still real gangly and long, but he's a freshman. So, you know, I think he'll get better as the season gets further. He has some talent, has some skill around the basket. So, yeah. And obviously your boy Mac going to be, Mac is a special freshman. He's one of those, you could tell, like you said, he got a lot of swag. He got a lot of heart. You know what I'm saying?
He going to be. That's what happens when you let your freshman go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he definitely.
Talked about this on the last one. You know what I mean? No shade, none of that. But, you know, when you put in your work, you deserve, you know, be rewarded out there. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that he doesn't look like he's big headed or anything like that. He's just grabbing his lunch pail and going to work. Mm-hmm. So I'm loving what he's doing out there. And then, you know, even talking about like Stefanovic, man. I mean, that guy, you know, that we're gonna come into that on the next game. But overall, I mean, the guys are doing good. Andrews, I love what he does as far as a point guard. I mean, he's getting the assists out there. He's leading the team in assists, and you know, he's real fluid as far as how he's running the offense and stuff like that. And he doesn't really take a lot. He takes good shots.
Mm-hmm.
So I like what you're doing out there. It's a nice, you know, they got a strong four that's out there. That's, you know, pretty much almost four guys in double figures. So they're doing the thing.
Yeah. I think this year is going to be more of a balanced kind of thing. Obviously last year they had, you know, the player of the year Obviously in the draft pick, just playing for Miami. And, you know what I'm saying? So I think they, this year is more, like you said, more everybody gonna be averaging in between that 10 and 15 range. You know what I'm saying? So like, I think that's a good thing, because that'll, definitely keep teams honest. You know, where it's a little bit easier to, cue in on one guy, say he averages 17 to 25, in college, because that's really hard to do.
It
Rather than,
is.
oh God, yes. Like, people don't realize if you
The
average
zones and all of that, you know what I'm
the
saying? Like,
boxing
you sit
ones,
in
yeah, they just sit here. Yeah, like,
the paint.
if you're averaging 17 to 25, you're doing big things in college,
You're a
trust me.
beast, and you're a very athlete.
Yep.
Or they just don't believe you. They
Yeah, you know what
just
I'm
don't
saying?
believe you.
They go,
They're
like,
like,
you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Straight up, straight up. But if everybody, four guys averaging 10 to 15, it's a good thing. Like I said, I think UCLA, everybody kind of questioned their backcourt, but I think their backcourt is going to be a, a good strength for them this year.
Man, I think they have a very balanced attack. I think with guys getting their opportunities coming down the road, I think that we're going to see a lot of different glimpses of different things they're doing. I mean, we're only four games in. Actually, we are five in, right?
Yeah, they are 4-1 right now.
Four and one, you know.
So
That's
five
why I
in, yeah.
didn't want to speak too soon, you know what I mean? But at the same time, the last couple games these guys have been having, they're showing a lot of things, you know. When we come into the conversation, are we going to the Marquette yet, man? I'm thirsty on
Yeah, pretty much.
that
We were definitely, that's the next thing we were about to go into. We're in the Maui Classic, the Maui Invitational. Maui Invitational has three teams in the top 10.
one, man.
And they have the number one team in the country, Kansas, the number two team in the country in Purdue. Actually, four teams in the top 10, excuse me. They have the number four team in Marquette, and then the number seven team in Tennessee, and the number 11 team in Gonzaga, who UCLA plays tonight. So we're going to go into that Marquette game, and,
I ain't trying to be too fancy, man. You know, I've been here all day.
Yeah. Hey, but it was a
I
great game.
want to hear your
All right. Well, I can tell you this. It was a great game. It was back and forth. Honestly, I thought UCLA was going to pull it out. They got up 12 with about, I want to say, 10 minutes to go, after
on that.
being down seven. They were down 57, 57-50. And then they came, roared back, and it was up, I think, they roared back, and was, like I said, was up about 10 to 12. And then the point guard got hurt. Andrews got, had caught a cramp. And that's when Marquette went on that 17-0 run. And, Carr not only caught up, but passed UCLA. UCLA fought back, kept it close. He had an opportunity to tie it at the end of the game. But damn, it was like I told you, like, it was one of those tournament kind of games, where two really good teams are playing. And like I said, Marquette is the number four team in the country. Got, the player of the year last year in the Big East. Came back, point guard. Dwyane Wade was at the game. It was just
Slapping fives on the sidelines on the
yes,
three-point
it did. But
line.
you know what I'm saying? So, like, it was just a real good game. I want to know what your thoughts on the game was too, T.
Oh, I thought it was a great game, man. One thing that you want to see as a competitor, a guy that, goes in the trenches, you want to see everybody right next to you, ready to go out there, ready to throw punches, not ready to somebody hit you first. You're trying to hit them first. And I think they showed just competitiveness. When it got a little tough, you didn't see any guys with the deer in the headlights look and none of that type of stuff. They just went straight at them. You know what I mean? It was very fun to watch. I really love our post play, our guard play. Bona is a beast inside. I mean, that the his footwork around the rim is beautiful. Got a good strong body. Real stable down there, and I mean that little dunk that he had coming in from the free throw line. When he clipped that dude, got the and one, man, with the two hands, man, that was tough.
Yeah.
But
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But Mac, man, he came straight off jump. Like, man, come on. He took every challenge that was out there. When everybody was kind of worried about where the ball was gonna go, he got that ball in his hand. He went straight to the basket, man. He was tough.
No, he was tough. They was going, coach was like clearing it out one-on-one from Matt, from the top. Matt was just going to the basket,
Man.
strong, getting fouled, hit his free throws, hit, I think he was 12 for 12 from the free throw line, something like
He
that.
knocks him down, man.
Yeah, you
And
know.
I like his focus. You know what I mean? I got to learn more about this guy, man, because the way that he's playing, the confidence that he's playing with, and then just to be able to just, you know, I want to see more about his background. It's just kind of making me want to take a sneak peek, see what he does. But to get past to those guys doing their thing, I mean, Andrews came out, did his thing. He came out with 8. Stefanovic came out with 11. 9 rebounds, but Andrews, what, he had 4 assists, 1 rebound. But you know, you got guys like, I mean, Bona came in with 13, and then we got our guy Mac came out and blessed us with 25. The one thing that stood out to me that, you know, and I know, you know, it's the game of basketball or anything in life, you know, it's like you do everything right, but then it's those little things, you know what I mean, that make the difference in the game. And I think, you know, when we get down to that last, it was probably around the last a minute and a half, and they swung, Marquette swung. I think they were up one. UCLA was up one right there, and they swung swinging, and the guy knocked it down. Boom, knocked down a wide open three, and he had a guy in front of him, but he didn't contest. I don't know who it was, so I ain't calling out no name.
It was, I think it was Mac, but it was by choice of the coach. Coach was like,
Yeah,
don't
no
play
foul.
him. Yeah, don't, you know. But I was like, I thought that Mac could have scooted up a little bit. It was a drill shot. You
Man,
know,
you
just
already
put
know
a
I was
hand
coming
up.
out. Oh,
Yeah,
man, this guy
it
had his
was a
feet
drill
on
shot.
fire.
Yeah, to me, like, look, even if a dude can't shoot, right? He's in college for a reason. He can shoot a wide open shot. He wasn't even playing. I'm like, coach, I thought that coach made, that was probably one mistake that he made, I thought, in the game. Like, you don't have to play him tight, but you don't have to play him that loose. You know what I'm
You got to be
saying?
honest. You got to be
Yeah, be
honest. You know what I mean?
honest. You know what I'm saying?
They
Like, yeah.
didn't believe him. They didn't believe him.
Yeah.
It was one of them ones where you turn your back when you're playing 21 or something like that. Somebody shooting, you
Yeah,
turn your
like,
back.
and it's like, oh, he ain't gonna make it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he gonna make it. Like, anyway, that was, I thought that was one of the, definitely one of the mistakes that Coach Groner made. But, like, to go back what you said on Boa, I think it's probably one of the, dunks of the year so far. And
Oh
I mean
wow,
college or pro.
that
He's
was tough.
so, yeah, he was so, Boa's so athletic and bouncy, when he gets that, 1-2 and he's up, He reminds me a lot of DeAndre Jordan. DeAndre Jordan was tall.
He gets up there, man, and it's
Yeah,
like
he's tall.
anything around the basket, he's dunking all of
Like, like DeAndre Jordan was tall, but DeAndre Jordan was real bouncy,
them.
He can jump and leap and had long arms. And Boa is like, physically built. He's built like, a Mack truck. So when he's going to
Man,
the
he's already
basket.
looking like he's league right now. He looks
Yeah,
league right
no,
now.
he's he
That's what
I
we
think he
always used
could
to say. That's
yeah.
league.
I agreed. Yeah, we would say that. He definitely, like I said, I think, with him it's like all he need to do is develop a little bit more like a go-to move in the post. Like say just a bump, a right hand hook or a bump spin, something to where he can go to when he has it in the post. And I think he could be really special. But defensively, and athletically, he's, really special.
He's
And
a beast, and I don't know if you saw. Did you see that one post movie called It Low? And he backed dude down, and he was able to go. It was like some Kobe type, you know what I'm saying? Went around, pivoted back around, came back with a two hand, boom. You know,
no, he's
and
like
I
I
still
said.
gotta get. Huh?
No, go ahead, go ahead.
No, and I mean that guy. It's like he has a knack for it. It's like he's been training to be a big man for a long time. So it's like, you know, he's another guy I want to look more. Peer more into his background and understand how he became who he is right now.
Yep, no, definitely. Bo is an old school. He's an old school big dude. I love his, you know what I'm saying? Like he's not like, the typical big guy we all know now that, shoots threes and, things like that. And that's not really a big dude. You know what I'm saying? Like a big dude is not a big dude. You know what I'm saying? And that's what Bo is, old school, in the trenches. Do you
Walk you
see
down.
he back you down, post you with the elbows up? And I give you, if you run into an elbow, that's just what it is, you know?
Hey, you saw that. You saw
Yeah, you know what I'm
that.
saying? You
Put
run
up that
to
hand.
it. That's what I'm saying. So, like, for me, he's definitely knows. Like I said, I think UCLA is going to be a lot better than what, people think. I told you when we first talked, 20, I think they're going to be 26, win team. They have a schedule. They have a really, really tough schedule coming up. After this, obviously, we'll get into the next game in a minute. They do play number 11 Gonzaga. They go to Villanova. They play Maryland. They go, I think they go to Ohio State. So it's the gauntlet they have, and then the Pac-12. And so the gauntlet they have is real this year. So I think
Yeah,
it's
they
going
already
to be.
like Afro Samurai, man. They over
That's
there. It's
a
like
you know
they got
what
that number one bandana. They, you know what I'm saying,
I'm
trying to
saying?
grab that mug, you know.
So like they gotta, like there's no cupcake city over here. Ain't no cupcakes.
Oh
So,
yeah. It's
no cup.
definitely, it's something to watch. And you know, I think, you know, when we were coming up, I don't know about when, you know, you had a little bit of lab in there, right? It was your senior year, right? Yeah, but we would always have those projections, like what you're talking about is like, you know, like trying to have those be up there in the 20s and all that type of stuff. But also, you would always talk to us about the schedule and okay, these are, you know, CBA, CBS games, ABC games, ESPN games. We trying to get those big joints so everybody can see what we're doing out here on these streets. And at the same time, it's like it gets you proven, you know, you boosting your ranks up. Because a lot of times we I think you guys probably had more of a ranking situation, a high ranking, you know, with your team. But when it came to us, you know, we had to prove ourselves every single time. So it was like, you know, those Stanford games when they be number one or something like that, those are the games that we came around with. So I think that it's really good that they have these kind of schedules because it's going to get you proven early. And I love how they dealt with the adversity. I think it's just that one closeout. That's the only thing that I really saw. That is like, and then Sebastian gets that ball. You know, at the end of the game, it's like, oh, you know, the ball lands in his hands. Like, boom, get a little in and out, hesitation, get to the basket, get clipped. Possibly could have been called for a foul,
They're
but
not gonna
that they
call
let
it. They're not, you know,
him
they're not, they're not gonna call it.
have. Yeah, they're
Unless,
gonna
and
let him
that,
make the play.
yeah, they're gonna let them, control the, unless it's like egregious, they ain't gonna call it. I think at that point he should have pulled up. On that one, pull up.
Off the glass.
Off the glass, shoot 17-footer or something like that. Because if you go in the air and got a double clutch and shoot it with your offhand and all that, it should have just pulled up. But like I
That
said,
thing
he's,
was there. It was there.
yeah, right, he was right
You
there. It was right there because I thought he was gonna try to do
know.
it and shoot the three, but he
Yeah.
was like, nah, he wanted to go to the basket. But yeah, like I said, it's no shame. I love how hard they played, they're gonna be, like I said, it's gonna be an exciting season for UCLA basketball, for men's and women's.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? I think the women's are still number two in the country behind South Carolina. They haven't lost a game, so it's gonna be, it's gonna be, for this last season of Pac-12 basketball, it's gonna be a heck of a season. I can feel it. It's gonna be like football was. It's
We
gonna be,
number one in the pack right now, ain't we?
well, UCLA women.
I think the men, I was just looking at something, it was just saying that we were number one. I might be mistaken on
No, Arizona number one.
that. Yeah, that's just projection. I think, you know, I see it already, guys. We look coming. It's coming.
Yeah,
You know, we got some things coming, man. I guess I'm looking too far into the future, but you know,
no,
we have some
hey, I can feel it. People, that's the
great
good
things
thing.
coming.
They sleeping, they sleeping, they sleeping. I'm telling you.
And the guys are young too, and it's kind of like they're gangly young guys. You know, they're all fitting together. You got some seniority in the cast. But it's like a lot of people, they sleeping, like what you're saying. They don't know, they don't really know how they're coming yet. You know what I mean? So I love to be there. I love it when people sleep. Like, man, back in the day, those guys when they didn't have, I think that's really my first game. They didn't have no scouting report on me. You know what I'm saying? And when you're a freshman and you're like in the early parts of your game, and just as a just a master of the game, you shouldn't really have, they shouldn't have any kind of, if they could say, okay, this is what he's prone to do, but if you keep on adding on to your game, they can't do nothing with you. But you know, these guys, they unknowns out here, man. So it's like every single game they got more and more to show. So it's very exciting.
I agree with you. Now, obviously, we move on to the next game they played yesterday, which was against Chaminade, the home team of the Maui Invitational. You know, not really much to be said. They won by, 28 points. They were led obviously by your boy Mac. You know, he had 16. Yeah, 16. Stefanovic had 13. Boy had 12. So yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't, like you said, Andrews had 9. So like you said, those four guys getting those double figures, that's gonna be big for
Man.
UCLA. This coming year. Balance. It's not gonna be just one guy getting all the points. You
That's
know,
right.
so
That's
that's,
why we're gonna see a lot more coming through the season, because we want every guy to hit on all cylinders, but that's where you get your opportunity. You know, we used to call it you know what I'm saying? When that door crack open, somebody get in foul trouble, you know what I'm saying? Somebody go down, something happened out there that you don't want to happen. You like you it's the door is cracked open, it's time to get it. So, I hope everybody's waiting on their door crack moment. It's coming up. You feel me?
I feel you on that one, bro. Like in this game, he started Mega instead of he started the big 7-footer. So like, he came in, had 6 points, 10 rebounds. So yeah, like I said, I don't really talk about the blowout games because you just kind of move on fast from them. But like I said, I think Mac has established himself as a go-to guy for UCLA. And like, you can I saw it when I watched him play like the second game of the season. I was like, who is this kid? The freshman. And I was like, because he wasn't starting, he was coming off the bench. Then and then I was like, and you was like, and then we like I said last week we talked about it, and he was like, oh yeah, Mac is real from Chicago. Yeah, I gotta find out about this kid. And I was looking like, who is this? So I think, saying like this, this is a, like he's establishing himself, and that's good, like, early, in the, establishing himself early. Now, today in the consolation game, they play who else? Gonzaga once again. I feel like we can't get away from them. They're like a stick of gum that's you try to get out the bottom of your shoe, and you just can't scrape it all off. So we play them yet again, but this time it's early. It's not in the tournament, so they are number 11th in the country, ranked 11th in the country. They have a lot of, obviously a lot of good players, but obviously they were missing their main guy, Tim A, who went pro last, pro this year. But yeah, like I said, they still got, it's Gonzaga and they have a lot of talent. And do you have any thoughts on this game today?
Well, man, this is going to be another opportunity for them to be able to show what they bring it to the table of. I like, I'm gonna include us into it because we're alumni or whatnot. But this is another opportunity for them to really go out and show these guys, and then you're gonna see these guys down the way. I mean, when we're talking about tournament play, different things that are gonna be coming down the way, you want to be able to put something fresh on their mind that they're gonna remember in the back of their head. Damn, they came at us. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want us just to compete, but we got to go out there and get that W. But we got to learn for every situation that we come up against coming up into this begin at this point in the season. But I'm really looking forward to seeing how that game's coming. I'll be watching that tonight.
No, definitely. This is one of those battle of nutrition games. It's the third game in 3 nights. You know what I'm saying? You had a tough game your first game, and now you followed up with an easy game your second game. Now you're playing another tough team, in this tournament. And like I said, This is what I like about it, because it kind of builds you for the tournament. That's how the tournament is. You just tough game, maybe an easy game, tough game, tough game, you know? And so, you know, this is a thing that, you know, I'm interested to see how UCLA, you know, comes out. Gonzaga is led by Ike Graham, you know, he's averaging like 16 and 8. So it's another big man. So I think it's going to be interesting to see Boa versus him. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Him and Boa versus each other. So it's one of those games that, like I said, like you'll probably see some cramping. You'll probably see things like that because, you know, the kids are not, you know, they're not physically ready for like a three-game and three-day kind of tournament, you know. So
yeah, that's gonna be wild, you know. Hopefully, you know, the younger guys, I hope AAU got you ready during the offseason. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all been taking all your supplements, you know, getting all of the different electrolytes, whatever you need, whatever the new thing is that everybody's doing. We need to make sure you guys are ready. If you need an IV, we might need to get them IVs in y'all. But yeah, these are tough times of the season. You know, like as far as, especially coming from different climates, that has a big difference on things. And then especially with, you know, getting in the sky, get dehydrated, all this different stuff like that. So you got to get your rest. And I know these smartphones can be a little tough, but I hope you guys stay focused and be ready in these games. You know what I mean? I know you guys are getting prepared right now. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. But, you know, they just got to take care. And this is how the game go. It only gets better.
Mm-hmm. What was your approach in these kind of tournaments by day three? How were you, you know, how did you prepare? How did you play? You know what I'm saying? How was it for you?
Well, I think it's like the excitement. Early, it's the excitement. You know, you dang near can't go to sleep before that first game. You know, by the second game, okay, you feeling yourself. You in there. You know, by that third game, now it's like all the jitters are gone. Now it's time to go out there and, you know, take advantage of every situation. But like you have to hit on all cylinders when it comes down to like just what's the word I'm looking for? You have to well, pretty much just every time that you see any situations, you have to take advantage of it. So it's like as far as like how we handling the ball, how we handling the shot clock. We had a couple situations like that where it got a little tight. Just being able to execute. That's the word I was looking
for.
But we just have to, you know, once it gets to this third game, it's more about execution at this point. You know, they have to go out there and look at how the game is being played and control that game. Do play with your strengths, you know. Don't makes let them sense. Pull you into their games.
That makes sense, yeah. Like I said,
I was searching for that word, man.
He was like, it's on the tip of my tongue. I didn't want to say. I was like, well, let him figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Man. But it's all, like I said, it's all good. Trust me. It's all good, man. Like for me, like on these, like these third games, like you said, like in three nights, it's like you said, like who's going to make the most mental mistakes? Because, like, everybody's tired, everybody exhausted. Hell, the coaches are exhausted. It's been three hard games, you know, three games, three nights. So all you want to do is just really show up, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, play your game and, like, execute. Who's going to execute when they're tired? You know, obviously, who's going to execute? Because fatigue makes cowards of us all. So, you know, who's going to be, you know what I'm saying, who's going to make the first mental mistake, the dumb foul? The bad shot, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever. And so, yeah.
That's facts. And you know, this is a great another opportunity, you know, once we were talking about that, you know, the door crack situation there. You know, this is one of those times where those guys that were sitting on the bench, it's a lot of energy. It's a lot of, you know, they've been waiting for any moment they can get out there. I think from my perspective, if I could give any kind of, you know, information on my end on how to deal with that situation, is to just go in there taking advantage of the situation, but playing in a way that it won't hurt your team. Because I think that happens a lot. Guys try to prove themselves and they get in the game. I hope that they go in there and they show on the court what they can do in those minutes and, you know, put some on the coach's mind. So this could be a good opportunity for them as well.
Man, I remember, like, speaking of that, like, we went my freshman year, we went to Alaska Shootout. And that's how it was. Like, it gave me opportunity to play, you know what I'm saying? Like, and by the third game, the starters and stuff, they're tired. So, like, it gives you, like, the, you know, sixth, the seventh, the eighth guys a lot more time because the starters are exhausted, you know, like you were saying. And so that makes sense. By the, like I said, you can build some momentum. Like, by the third game, you know, like, the, you know, it's basically your bench that's going to be playing a lot because, you know, the coaches don't want to, you know, they don't want to play the starters 40 minutes a game, three games straight.
Right.
Yeah, so,
and
like,
when you got guys, you know, like the guards that are coming off the bench, like McClendon, you know, he's leading in three-point shooting right now.
Yep, yep.
So, I mean, you know, I think he's averaging right around three. But, you know, those numbers don't really speak a lot. You know how it is on in a team setting. I mean, you're going to see the team standings, but the team knows who's who. They know who's coming to practice, and they know who's going to show up for the game, and that's what you're going to see, who's going to show up for the game. Yep. But I think that the coach is definitely going to have to dig into that bench a little bit because you want to be able to make it so that you can also count on those guys because you don't want to just lean on your starting circle too much to the point where they don't have any confidence. So you need to make sure that they stay build it up, but then you put them in the good game situations and see what they can prove.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you, TJ, man. And like I said, like that makes so much sense just because, like, you need to build your bench to see what you have, you know? Like, you got to know who I can actually put in the game that's not going to mess up, if you want to say. And then who's going to, you know what I'm saying, actually help me. Because in the tournament, it's the same way. Tournament, you know, like, you're going to have to play your bench because –
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, like, it's game every other day, tough game. You know, you're going to have to play your bench at some point. Maybe it's one of your starters gets a foul trouble, whatever the case is, you know? So you're going to have to see what you have this year in this kind of game. So, but, yeah, I'm excited for the game. And like I said, we, you know, let's go Bruins. Let's get this dub. Now,
let's go.
We will be back. Later on, either, you know, next week, because it's a holiday season, so we're trying to get as many games in as we can. You know, when UCLA comes back, they actually only play one game on the 30th, and then they don't play until December 9th. So they have it's finals time, usually around that time. So they have like an 18-day kind of, you know, break in between games.
Ooh, you remember that.
Yeah. So this practice is going to be torture. You know what I'm saying?
Man, what lab used to always say, we come back from them breaks and be like, hey, man. He's like, we just be over there practicing. We're going over the plays and stuff. We're like, okay. All right, everybody get on the sideline. We're going to start right. We're going to knock out a quick niner. So anybody who doesn't know, that sideline to sideline.
Mm-hmm.
You had to do it like 1 minute, something like that, nine touches. And then, you know, he's throwing some 18s in there. So we pretty much was track stars. So, you know, that's
yeah.
You know, just know that it's for your own good because you don't want to be out there gassing it. You know what I mean?
No.
Ready to compete. Because whoever ate too much turkey, you know what I'm saying, on Christmas break, whoever had too much eggnog, all that good stuff, it's going to show up, man.
Oh, no, it is. It is. It is. It is.
It is. Dang.
Yep, you know what I'm saying, and I want to correct that. It's not an 18 age; it's half of that. They play on the 30th, and then they don't play until the 9th. So they have a huge break in between, like 8-9 days in between the 30th and the 9th. So just want to correct myself on that one.
Yeah, I love those things too because that's special because you get to, you know, if you're an out of town guy, that's when you go over there, get with some of your teammates, go kick it with their families, and you know, so it's gonna be a special time with that.
Yep,
I just want
yep.
to stay focused because, you know, we believe in UCLA. We got to, you know, you got to handle your business. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I remember when school was out and we were practicing, man, it's just us on the campus, you know, you remember that? Like, it was just, we would have to, like, everything was just us. We were just so insulated in our dorms and to the gym. It was just us. So I was just like, man. This is like a ghost town. Man,
all that stuff was shut down, right? All the cafeterias, were any of them open? I want to say.
I don't remember. I don't remember them being open. I don't remember them being open. Because I remember.
It was a ghost town.
Yeah, it was a ghost town. Like, literally, like, you get up, they would have breakfast. You know, then we would maybe order, you know what I'm saying? Like we would go home, practice, come home, you know, then we would buy food or I mean the campus stuff would be open, like, you know, like the fast food stuff. But like, you know,
Yeah,
like not like the
tomorrow's
all the places, they would be open.
and
Yeah, they would be open, but like we wasn't like the school stuff wasn't open. So it was like, shoot, it was like a ghost town out there. You just practice and went home. So,
yeah.
you know, they're about to get into that, but and like you said, like, you know, like team people from out of town, like Mac and them, they'll be going to other people's houses for Thanksgiving. But yeah. So just want to say good luck to UCLA and let's get it. All right.
Let's
And
go,
like I
man.
said, you know, we appreciate y'all for listening. And T, tell them where they can find you and all that.
Oh yeah, I'm at TJ underscore Cummings on Instagram, Facebook, TJ Cummings. You could also check out my Rise to Succeed Facebook group. We're gonna be having conversations and stuff like that about rise to succeed and how to rise to succeed and get your stuff together so you can get to a level where you can be good no matter what. And rise to succeed dot vroomly dot com. Rise to succeed dot boomly, VOOMLY dot com. So come check us out.
All right. Well, you can follow me at Travis W. Reed. That's REED, Travis W. On Instagram and Travis W. Reed on Facebook. I post all my social media on both those sites. I'll post this one. This will be up on Friday. So you know, before right after Thanksgiving. So when you get your turkey, your stuffing, and in between football and basketball, take a listen to the show. You know what I'm
Come
saying? You
check us out.
know, go check us out, man. So definitely want to, you know, put that up. I'll put that up this week. And like I said, next week, you know, it's only one game. So we'll get it, you know, we'll get to it after the game, obviously. So we'll have some time, you know, to talk to y'all about stuff. So, all right. Well, like I said, appreciate y'all for listening. Talk to y'all later. All right. Peace.
Peace.